Как вы можете комментировать обострение ситуации в Бендерах, расположенных в зоне безопасности?
I will be happy to speak about it in maybe a couple of days' time, but I don't feel that today I have a thorough enough understanding to speak out. I just want to say that I hope that nobody is going to escalate the situation, but rather calm it down, and that nobody is entitled to have one-sided measures. They should all be coordinated in the appropriate fora. So one-sided measures I don't find at all helpful.
Почему население Молдовы на обоих берегах Днестра в целом апатично относится к урегулированию приднестровского конфликта?
Well, because it's a very long enduring situation, and the populations both in the right and the left bank of the Dniester River have learned to live together with the situation. But of course, for a long time there was no effort to increase the level of confidence, and there was no effort to keep intense contact between the population on both sides. So people have their daily problems, which are not the daily problems of the other side of the river, because artificially they have been separated. But of course, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't have all the efforts to finally solve the problem, because the truth is that this prolonging conflict is bad for the people. For the 4 million on both sides of the Dniester River, and it is particularly bad for the people in Transnistria, which, after all, is a very thin land strip, and in isolation, it's simply not going to be a viable entity. So it is the interest of the people to solve the problem, but unfortunately politicians, not only in Moldova and Transnistria, but in a broader context, keep this conflict as prisoner of achieving issues independent of the well-being of the people there.
Как вы думаете, следует выводить российскую армию и миротворцев из зоны безопасности, из Приднестровья и из зоны безопасности?
You know, the today's reality is that this would be desirable, but it will happen only in the context of negotiating this and in the context of the settlement negotiations. But of course it would be very desirable to get the Russian army contingent, which is anyway a symbolic contingent, out of the territory of the Republic of Moldova. But again, I think that realistically it will happen only in negotiation between the Russians, the Europeans, and the Americans.
Там, где находятся вооруженные и военные, ситуация всегда остается опасной, нет?
There will always be a room for one-sided steps, as long as there is no settlement. That is true. But it's also true, of course, that since the summer 1992, which is already 21 years, we have avoided larger conflicts. But this incident also underlines the importance of having serious political talks in the 5+2 negotiations about the status quo of both Transnistria and the international assistance in a broader sense to a settlement, monitoring and the fate of the peacekeepers as well as international contingent to not only to monitor but to support and oversee the settlement. So this is a serious issue where people need to be responsible and really sit down and seriously negotiate the settlement.
Господин Миже, если ситуация ухудшается, ухудшается не только в плане напряженности, а и в экономическом смысле, можем говорить, что в Приднестровском конфликте существует статус-кво?
I am not following the Transnistrian economic situation that closely to be able to answer. But of course, no conflict helps investment. So to the extent there is a conflicting situation, it only cements in. But the truth is that Transnistria is not an attractive site for investment anyway, until its status quo is settled. So for the Transnistrian region's economy, it's quite critical to get a settlement. First of all, to have peace and a calm situation, and second, of course, to have a settlement. Only that will enable Transnistria to develop again. So it has suffered tremendously as a result of this status quo in the last 21 years. As far as Moldova's economy is concerned, I don't think that that there is such an impact per se, except that a settlement would improve the investment climate. But here, and maybe this is a way to lead us to what is more important, the domestic crisis in Moldova. What is much more important for Moldova is to get the European agreements, the three important European agreements that is ahead, which is the visa-free status for the Moldovan citizens, a free trade agreement with the European Union, which is the largest market of the world, and that in the framework of an association agreement. So that is much more important than anything else for the Moldovan economy.